It is a disputation, basically, or a debate. I think it's really a disputation where the Goyim are coming to challenge Klal Yisrael. What is so special about you? Here, Klal Yisrael is coming to defend the truth, the emes of the Torah. Okay, let's read the words inside, that way it'll become clear. Toin umiskanshin kichezu it vasa. What does it mean, toin? Toin means the wicked people, the people who are reshoin, the people who have chosen to make mistakes. It's not that they made mistakes. They deliberately chose to go off the derech. Where toin means they're wicked. But I think it comes from the word of a ta'us. Now, ta'us, if I'm not mistaken, is spelled with a tes, not with a tav, but we often interchange the letters tes and tav. So in this case, it means those people who are wicked, who have chosen to make mistakes, umiskanshin, and they gather, ki chezu idvasa, when they, and I'm sorry, ki chezu, and they appear, idvasa. What does it mean, idvasa? Waves. The waves of the sea. In other words, they don't stop coming. They come again and again and again. And after you defeat one set of enemies, there's a new collection of characters who come to make trouble and to challenge the authenticity of the Torah and the truth of the Jewish religion. So the Toin, the wicked people, umiskanshin, they gather, the wicked people come and they gather. When do they come and gather? Kichezu idvasa, they come and they gather, and they appear, kichezu, they look like idvasa, the waves of the sea. Timehin v'sholin le be'esik osvasa. They're in wonder, and they make a request of Klal Yisrael, the Asek Idvasa, which means regarding it, Osvasa means signs. They demand of Klal Yisrael to prove to them with signs of wisdom, or whatever you want to say, to prove the authenticity of the Torah. Mem, the next letter is Minon Uman Hu Rechimach Shapira Bere Vasa. Now, what does that mean? This means, in the English, I translate this, whence and who is your beloved, O nation of beautiful appearance? So, let's go backwards. Shapira Birevasa. The word Shapira means beautiful. Birevasa means appearance. You people, who the Jewish people, are beautiful. So this is very interesting that the Goyim are willing to, today a Goy wouldn't even say this. A Goy wouldn't even say this. They would acknowledge that Klal Yisrael are a beautiful nation, but they say to them in mockery, who is your God? Who is the God that you love, you most beautiful of people? Where is he? Where is this God who you love? Who is he? Where is he? The one that you love, you, the nations, you, the Jewish people, who are beautiful. It almost sounds like this line is the Goyim are saying to Klal Yisrael, why don't you assimilate with us? Join us. Marry us. Do business with us. Be part of us. We hold from you. We appreciate you. The Jewish people are beautiful. They're very successful, very smart, very talented. And why are you clinging to your God? Who is he and where is he? Arum, the next line says, Arum, this God that we know you hold from, Beginei, for him, Sophis Midor Ar Yavasa, for his sake, you perish in, the word Sophis means you perish, Midor means in a den, Ar Yavasa of lions. And the word Beginei means on his behalf. For his behalf, Arum Beginei Sophis. On his behalf, are you willing to die in a den of lions? Okay, so let's read those four lines again. Toin umiskanshin kichezu idvasa. Going back to the letter Tav. The wicked people, they come and they gather like waves of the sea. Tamein v'shoilulei, and they are in astonishment, and they ask the Jewish people for signs to busy themselves with proofs regarding the next line, Minon Uman, who and where is Rechimach, the one that you love, Shapira Be'Re'Vasa, you Jewish people who are beautiful in appearance. And what do you do for your God? Arun Begine, for his sake, Sophis, you're willing to perish and die in a Medar, a den of our Yavasa lines. Now the next line is, Yikarav Yaat, again they repeat themselves and they say that you are honored and you are beautiful in Ta'arvi Limar Vasa. What does that mean? If you would blend into our in if only Ta'arvi, you would mix Limar Vasa. Limar Vasa means into our authority. Come, join us, intermarry with us. Ru'useich na'vidlech, we'll do for you whatever you want. Bechol as rivasa, in every location. We'll grant you every wish in every location. So this is what the Goyim say to the Jewish people. It starts with the letter Tav. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 critical lines. Again, this is the thrust of the entire Sefer Haglamos, is where the Goyim present themselves to the Jewish people, and they say to them, you're a beautiful people. What are you clinging to this ancient God that you're willing to give up your life for? Where is he? Who is he? Why? Let go. Let go. Give it up. Join our ranks, and you'll be one together with us, and you can intermarry with us. You can assimilate with us, and we'll be good to you. We'll let you have whatever you want. That is really the chunk, that is the argument that the nations of the world have said to the Jewish people throughout our goals. What is the response? The response is Bechokhmesa Misivosa Lohoin Kitsos Lehodousa. With wisdom, she responds to them to let them know. So again, Bechokhmesa with wisdom, Misivosa Lohoin, she responds to them, Kitsos partially, to let them know the answer. The Jewish people provide a partial answer to get rid of these goyim. What do they say? Yidatun chak min le beishte modu usa. If only your wise men would know with full awareness. Whereas you people know nothing. You have no understanding of Hashem. You come with arrogance and ask us to tell you about Hashem. You have no comprehension about Hashem, how to have any understanding of Hashem. So we'll translate the words out of order. Chakminlei means your wise men. And the word yidatun means if only, it is a rhetorical statement, if only your wise men would know him, be'ishte modu'usa, to know him, then, in other words, you have no comprehension. Don't even ask that question. You're not worthy to have any comprehension of the greatness of Hashem. Revuschoin mo chashiva, kovel ha'hi shevachta. All of your great things that you have don't compare anything near to Hashem's greatness. Kovel means opposite. Ahi Shevachta means the praise of Hashem. Revuschoin means your greatness. Mochashiva, you are utterly worthless. Anything that you have that's great comes nowhere relative to the greatness of Hashem. Revusa diyabedli ka'admatya yeshuasa. And then we go on to say, the great things the Yabel that Hashem will do for me, kad when, matya, it reaches, it arrives, Yeshuasa. The day will come when there will be salvation, and Hashem will do for me wondrous things. So read it backwards. The last words are, kad when, matya, Yeshuasa, when salvation will arrive, Revusa, now the beginning of the line, great things, diyabed li, Hashem will do for me. When Hashem will bring salvation, then Hashem will do for me incredible things. Next line, b'meise li nehoira, v'sachafe l'choin basa. When you will read it backwards, v'sachafe l'choin, you will be covered with basa shame. When will you be covered with shame? Now we go to the beginning of the line, b'meise li nehoira, when Hashem will bring upon me light. It's very much, much, much easier to translate all these lines backwards. The second part is this sachate means to cover, lechon. When Hashem will cover you with basa, with terror, with shame, Hashem will cover you with shame at the time when He brings for me light. Ye korei kad iskele besukva uvigevasa. Okay, now, what does that mean? We'll read it backwards. The word besukva means power. Uvigevasa means grandeur. Two words which mean the greatness. With power and greatness, honor. Now we go to the beginning of the line. Yikorei kad iskele. Honor will be revealed. Honor will be revealed with power and grandeur. Next line, Yishalem gumlaya lesane v'nagvasa. Hashem will give punishment. Hashem will pay punishment to those that hate Him. The word lesane means haters. V'nagvasa. And what does it mean? What does it mean? V'nagvasa. V'nagvasa. Over here it says isles. Lesane v'nagvasa. Now, what do you mean by islands and island? What does it mean over here in this context? Let's see what's over here. Over here there's a star. To the haters and the isles. In scripture, the term islands often denotes an enemy of Israel. And the poet here uses the word, turn the page, broadly to designate all the haters of Jews. Okay, so the word uvigevasa means an island. And an island is a metaphor for the enemies of the Jewish people. So, and the word lesane, make believe the samach is a sin. It means those who hate her. And it says here, yishalem, Hashem will pay, gimu laya, punishment, to the people that hate the Jewish people, v'nagvos, and all of the islands, a metaphor for those that hate the Jewish people. Tzidkosol am chaviv, his righteousness will be to the people who are beloved, which means the precious nation, Klal Yisrael, Visagi Zachvosa, and who have an abundance of merit. So Hashem's Tzidkasa, His righteousness, His goodness, will be dispensed to the nation that is precious, and to the nation that is Sagi Zachvosa, that is filled with merit. Chadu Shlema B'meisei, when He will bring, Chadu means joy, Shlema, complete joy, b'meise, Hashem will bring to the Jewish people complete joy, umane dachyosa, and He will bring to them utensils that are pure. Okay, now what does it mean, pure utensils? It's a little bit of an interesting expression. Hashem is going to bring total joy and pure utensils. Okay, now we have to turn over here. We're on the last page. Let me go put the next page on. It's the last page. Okay, let me take a picture of this page. Let me get it so good. Let's try that again. I don't know why it's not coming up, but we'll try this again. For some reason it's not coming out, this picture is not coming out so clear. I don't know why the light is over here. Yeah, like money maybe. Let's do what we got over here. Okay. Okay, let's do the best that we can over here with this. Kiryas saw Yerushalayim kad yichanesh galvasa. The holy city of Yerushalayim. The holy city of Yerushalayim kad yichanesh galvasa. When he will gather, he gathers them in exile. So the Kiryas means the city of Yerushalayim, kadwen, yichanesh, he gathers in the exiles. So the two lines together are that Hashem will bring for the Jewish people complete joy and will provide them with pure utensils. And kad yichanesh galvasa, we'll read the second part first, when he will gather in the exiles to the Kiryas Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim. Okay, next. Yikore matil Allah biyomei v'lil vasa. Hashem will bestow honor upon them by day and by night. Ge nu ne l'mebad ba besush b'chon kili losa. He will make a bridal canopy upon her, and she will be, with praises will she be crowned. So the word ginune means a canopy. Lemebad ba will be created in her, which I guess in this context means for her. And she will be crowned with a kalilasa, a crown of besush b'chon, shvach of praise. Okay, so these lines over here, so basically what we're doing over here is that the goyim are coming to say to the Jewish people, come, join us, intermarry, be part of us. Who is this God? So we basically say to them, you people, you have no clue. You have no clue who Hashem is. You have no understanding of the greatness of Hashem, and it's not worth it for us to abandon Hashem for anything that you could possibly give us in this world. And the day yet will come yet when Hashem will reveal himself and all of you people will be put to shame and the Jewish people will receive the honor that is beyond description and it will gather the exiles into Yerushalayim and there will be great honor that will be bestowed upon them by day and by night and Hashem will make a bridal canopy for the Jewish people and they will be crowned with praise. Okay, now we go to the next part, the next lines. De zehor anonaya lenishvar kalila. In addition, there will be a brilliant cloud that will beautify the kalilasa. The kalilasa means the canopy. Lenishvar means a shoif that will beautify. And de zehor anonaya, a beautiful crown. And then it says, Lefume de avidito avidon mita lalta. And what does that mean? So we'll work backwards. Avidon means they will make a mita lalta, a shelter. They will make a shelter, lefume, for each person, the avidite according to his work. Each person will get in the next world, or in the times of Mashiach, a canopy, a shelter according to what he deserves. The greater the tzaddik, the more elegant, the more beautiful will be his palace. Obviously, these are spiritual concepts, but it means lupumeda vidite, according to a person's efforts. Avidon, it will be made mitalalta, a canopy in the honor of that person. Then it goes on to say, bitach take tahav pisa. Usheva ma'alosa. Now, what does this mean? So the second half of the pasuk means, the second half is, Usheva means seven, the number seven, ma'alolta. Ma'alolta means elevations. We're describing now the chamber, the mitalalta, the canopy that will be built, the shelter. So it says over here, it's going to be B'tachtakei dahav pisa. And dahav means gold. Pisa means the best, the finest, purest gold. And a tachtake is a very good word. It means an armchair. An armchair. A tachtake, you know, that people have in their house, the dining room table, they have two armchairs. Who sits in one of the armchairs? I guess the husband. Who sits in the other armchair? The grandchildren. Where does the wife sit? I don't know. But the word tachtake means, it means a armchair that is fashioned from the most expensive gold. The tachtake of purest gold that has seven elevations. I guess this means seven steps leading up to it. Then it says, Techimin tzadike, kodom rav pa'olosa. What does that mean? The righteous will be placed there before Hashem of his many achievements. This is, again, this is like similar to what it said in the word Lepume. Techimin means to be positioned. They will be positioned, the righteous, kodom, before Hashem. Rav Paulosa, your position will depend upon your deeds. The more abundant a person's pu'ulois, his ma'is and toivim, that will give you a special VIP seat at in the presence of Hashem upon an armchair of pure gold that has seven steps. So literally with an armchair of pure gold that has seven steps. Where will the armchair be put that has seven steps? Will it be put on your dining room table in Flatbush, or will it be put in the presence of Hashem? And even if it's put in the presence of Hashem, where exactly? How close will it be to Hashem? So it says that all depends upon the Rav Pa'olosa. According to a person's good deeds, that's where they'll be positioned. Then it says, V'rei V'hoin Domei, so this means their appearance will resemble one as sated with joy. Okay, very so means their appearance. What will these tzaddikim look like? They will look like someone who is satisfied, sated with joy. That's what they will look like. Next, Rikia bezehoire vechoichve zivasa, the heavens in its shine and the stars in its glory. That's also, that's like the continuation of what they're going to look like. They're going to look like a person who is satisfied with joy, will look like the beauty of the heaven as it shines and the stars as they glow. Hadora de lo yafshar lemifrat b'sivasa, a beauty that is impossible to express, to describe with lips. Velo ishtema v'chamei nivion chesvasa, and no prophet ever witnessed. Read it backwards. The nivion chesvasa means the vision of a prophet. This appearance was never heard about and was never witnessed by a prophet. We're describing over here the tzaddikim that are sitting on an armchair with seven steps in the presence of Hashem, whose appearance is stunningly beautiful, similar to a person who is satisfied with their fortune, and the purity of the heaven in its, and the stars in its, as the stars shine and as the heaven radiates. That, and this appearance is something which the likes of which no person ever saw, the ever heard about, or ever saw, including the prophets. Next, below Shal to Be'ayin, the Goy Eden Ginta. This is all going to take place in Gan Eden, inside Gan Eden, where Gan Eden is a place where no eye, inside of Eden, it is a place where the eye of any human being never witnessed. Inside of Eden, the garden. Metayel beichinda levadei tishchinda, and these tzaddikim are going to walk. They are going to dance in a chinga. A chinga is a circle. They're going to walk. Metayel means they're going to walk in a circle. Levahadei tishchinda, opposite the shchinda. This sounds like a kafis on Simchas Torah. You go in circles. It's a me'ain of what goes on in Gan Eden. To be metayel. They chinga in a circle opposite the shrina. Ale ramzei deinu beram be'em tonu. What does that mean? Ayin. This to Hashem they will point, and they will say beram be'em tonu. That is he, but with be'em tonusa. Em tonusa means trepidation, like ema, fear. So ale means to him, ramzei. They will point their finger and they will say, Ze Keli the Anvei. They're going to point at Hashem and they're going to say, You are my God. Okay? And then Shabarna lay Bishivyan to Kaif Hemonusa. Now what does that mean over here, Sabarna? We hoped. We say this in Davening. Saburis. Sabarna lay Bishivyan. We had hope for him in our captivity, which shivi means a shevi, to koif heimanusa, with an abundance and a powerful faith. When we were in captivity, we had faith in Hashem. We hope for Hashem in our captivity with an abundance of faith. Yad barlo an olmin alemin midamusa. That means he will lead us. We have this already over in the Targum. We learn. Yad Barlon Olman, Hashem will guide us. He will lead us forever. Aleimin midamusa. Aleimin means young people. Aleimin with youth and vitality. With youth and vitality, we will be vigorous. Midamusa, we will be compared. We will be similar to young people. Minos Dilon de Milkad Min Poresh Ba'aramusa. What does that mean? Predetermined portion have been set aside with elevation. Nothing's a portion. Dilon our portion. Dilamid de Milkad Min. That has been set aside from time immemorial. Poresh has been spread out. Ba'aramusa has been spread out. Our predetermined portions have been set aside with elevation. Now, okay, well, now we'll stop with that. Let's review this. We'll deal over here. We're referring over here that Hashem is going to prepare our portion of Olam Haba. And then we're going to get to tomorrow, Bli Neder, into the next mystical thing about the battle, the sport of Leviathan and Behemoth. So over here, let's just go review very quickly at the top of the page. Run through these words. There's some very beautiful vocabulary words, and some of these words, Baruch Hashem, we've come across when we learned Targum Ungulus. So it's not all that hard. And a lot of these things, each one of these lines is drawing upon very mystical concepts. So let's read from the top of the page over here one more time. It says Kir Yesod Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, Kad Yichanesh Gal Vosa. There's always a suffix and an alpha at the end of each word, and this line it's easier to read it backwards. When Hashem will Yichanesh gather in Galvasa, the Golos, will gather in the exiles. Where will Hashem gather the exiles to? To Kiryasa, to the city of the Yerushalayim. What's going to happen? Yikore Matil Allah. Yikore means honor. Hashem will cast Allah upon her, upon the Jewish people, B'yoyme V'lel Vasa. By day and by night. Ginune lemeba ba. Lemeba means to create ba for her or in her. A ginune means a beautiful canopy. Hashem will make for the Jewish people a beautiful canopy. Besush bechon keli losa. And will crown. The word keli losa means a crown. Hashem will crown the Jewish people with praise. The Zehar Anonaya, Lemishbar Kililah, with a shine of a cloud. The Anonai means a cloud. Dizehar that shines. Hashem will use a shining cloud, Lumishbar, to beautify. The Kililasa is the crown. Lepume da Avidita, Avidan mitalalta. So we'll go backwards. Avidan mitalalta. Hashem will make, Avid, he will create a chamber, an abode, according to what each person deserves. Lepume means corresponding. Davidita, to a person's good deeds, will Hashem Avidan make mitalalta, an abode, a chamber for each person. What else will Hashem do for each person? He'll make for each person b'tachtake dahav pizza. Hashem will make an armchair from the finest gold. Usheva malalta, with seven steps leading to it. Hashem will tichimin tzadike. Hashem will position the righteous in these chairs. Kodom rav pa'olta, before Hashem, according to the rav pa'olasa, a person's good deeds. Verevehoin dame, their appearance will be similar, lisava chedvasa, to a person who sated with joy, and the person's appearance will look like the rikia bizeho rei, like the sky in its purity, the choichve zivasa, like the stars that are shining. Ha'adara d'loyev shalim mifrat bisif vasa, with a glory that's not possible to express with our lips. V'loy ishtama v'chamei, it was not heard about, it was never seen by the nevi'on, chezvasa, by even the prophets who saw visions, never saw such beauty. B'loshalta be'ein, where will this take place in Gan Eden? In a place that no eye ever saw, the inside of Gan Eden, B'goy Eden, ginnasa, the side of the Garden of Eden. Metale vechilgo, what are we going to do in Gan Eden? We're going to walk in circles. Levahadesh the Shechinta, opposite Hashem's divine presence. Ale Ramzei Deinu, when we're in Gan Eden, we're going to point at Hashem, to Him, Ramzei. We will point our finger and we will say, Deinu, this is God. Zekei Livyan Veyu, Biram, but Be'em Tonusa, with trepidation. They're Heretz. He's not going to be our buddy. And we're going to say, you Hashem, Sabarnale B'Shimon. We had hope in you when we were in captivity. Tekoif Heimanusa, it was mighty our faith. Yadber Lanolmin, and now Hashem will guide us forever. Alemin Midamusa, with vigorous youth. Everyone will be rejuvenized to their youth. And then it says, Menos Dilon de Mil Kadmin, our portion that has been set aside for us from time immemorial, Poresh Be'ara Musa, is going to be spread out in the palace. Okay. We're going to stop over here. Thank you very much for coming. Tomorrow we're going to try to finish this tomorrow. And maybe if we have a few minutes, we'll learn Yitziv Piskam.
Shalach, everybody.
Okay, have a good night. Have a good night.
Rabbi Brian.
Yeah.
You saw about Sepharia? They took the JPS translation. They have a non-sexual definition of, instead of saying men, they say people. For the Torah, they took another translation of all Tanakh.
Who did it, Sepharia?
Yeah, and they're getting a lot of feedback for it.
Apikorsis.
You have a choice of which translation you want, but they took the new JPS, the Jewish Publication Society, has a non-sexual, woke definition. But they're using that too.
What compelled them to do this?
I don't know.
Most of their clientele, most of their clientele doesn't want this. So why would they do this?
I don't know. Maybe some guy on the board decided they should be black. tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you for coming.
Good
night. Good night. Good night. Ha ha.